Oh, it's early. Too early. Especially after the night I had. One of my buddies is leaving for a new job in the city, so we got together for a drink last night. Oh, bet that drink turned into two, and two turned into more than a few. Needless to say, I'm absolutely dreading the sunrise hike. Usually I don't mind an early start. The groups tend to be smaller and more interested, and the sights are gorgeous. Plus, I love meeting the tourists, and the job pays well. But with my raging headache and 3 hours of sleep, today will be a much different story. Not a single car is in the parking lot with me. Don't tell me no one is going to show. A couple more hours of sleep don't sound all that bad, but since I got myself up and drove all the way here, I'd like to get paid. I'll wait a few minutes, already thinking about what I'll grab for breakfast on the way home, as I pace the parking lot. But right when I'm about to call it a morning, I see a pair of headlights pull into the lot. Fantastic. The car pulls into the space next to mine and the engine cuts. I hear her before I see her.
I'm so sorry I'm late.
She rushes around the front of the car in a fury, scrambling as she locks her doors and slings her backpack over her shoulder.
Sorry. I'm here.
Suddenly, I'm not dreading this as much as I was a few minutes ago. Even in the dimly lit parking lot, I can tell this woman is gorgeous. She's got a bright smile and an adventurous flicker in her eye.
Oh, where is everyone? I didn't miss it, did I?
No, you didn't miss anything. Everyone else backed out. Must have decided it was too early. She flashes me a smile, trying to hide the way her eyes trace down my body.
Well, I guess it's just you and me.
Maybe I'm imagining things, but she almost looks excited about that. Well, I sure as hell am. I guess it is. It's a way to the top. We better get going. She sweeps her arm in front of her and flashes me another grin.
Then by all means, lead the way.
As we start up the mountain, I can't stop staring at her as I go through my usual spiel. This first part of the journey will be a bit dark, but please keep your headlamp on low. A number of native bird populations here nest this time of year, and for many of them, their home on Aotearoa is the only one remaining in the world. I talk about the terrain and the history of this area. I'm glad I've memorized this part, but all I can think about is how beautiful she looks in the glow of the moonlight. Of all the people who could have shown up for a solo hike this morning, how did I get so lucky? Long, shiny hair cascades over her back like a waterfall. Her shorts and tank top show off a toned body, despite being a little impractical for the weather. It's chilly right now, and it will be until the sun comes up. When she shivers, I take off the green flannel tied around my waist and hold it out towards her, and she smirks.
Don't like my outfit?
No, the outfit is great. It's just that it gets pretty cold until the sun comes up.
I thought it would be warm in the desert.
Most people do. By 10, it'll be close to 100 degrees, but the temperature can swing almost 60 degrees overnight. She takes the flannel from me, daintily draping it over her shoulders.
Then I guess I'll take you up on the jacket.
As we walk, I can't say all the things that are on my mind because they're slightly unprofessional. Okay, a lot unprofessional. So instead, I start rattling off all of the random facts I can. That's called a spinifex. It's a common grass type here. She nods along eagerly as I point out the grassy fields rolling on either side of us. This is just a summer thing. I'm a ski instructor up in Victoria in the winter.
Wow, a professional outdoorsman.
God, that smile. Teasing me.
Maybe a little.
Careful, I could abandon you out here.
I can think of worse ways to go.
The conversation comes easily as we walk. I learn about all her favourite things. The ocean, acoustic guitar covers, and a really good espresso martini. I tell her about a little bar on the beach where she can find all three, but stop short of offering to take her there. This is crazy. We barely know each other, but I've never felt such an instant connection with someone before. The more she talks, the more I find we have in common. And the less I can ignore the flirty flash in her eye. We turn up a switchback and I tell her about my adventures as a guide all over first Australia, then New Zealand, and all the things I tried before I found my place here.
God, I wish I could be brave enough to start over in search of something that really lights me up, you know? Just pick up and leave. Go start a brand new life somewhere away from the business of the city and all the rigid rules that come with it. That sounds incredible.
Hey, I've got a spare room if you ever decide to take the plunge.
Do you always offer your guest room to strangers on your hike?
I can't help but smirk as she glances up, batting her gorgeous eyelashes at me, not the least bit intimidated. Only the pretty ones. My response makes her blush a little as she reaches for her water bottle in the pocket of her backpack. Her silhouette in the soft morning glow is almost more than I can take, and I feel electricity coursing through my veins. Focusing on the trail seems impossible when I've such a gorgeous view next to me. Silence is just as easy as conversation. Usually I feel like I have to fill it on these hikes to entertain the tourists, but something about her is different. It's comfortable. And somewhere between miles 1 and 2, this stops being about my job. I'm having fun. A great time, actually. And suddenly 5 miles doesn't feel long enough. Our hands brush against each other as we continue up the trail. The higher we get, the more secluded, and there are only a few other people out on the trail at all.
We must be getting close.
Another accidental hand brush. I tried to keep my composure. It's just up ahead. You know, if we turn here, the terrain gets a little harder, but we'll have a much better vantage point for the sunrise. And there won't be as many people. What do you think? She shrugs, my flannel slipping off one of her shoulders.
I'll follow you anywhere.
I take her hand, helping her over boulders and through the brush. It's more of a hike than I'd usually take a tourist on, but with her, somehow I know the risk will be worth it.
Oh. You're not bringing me up here to kill me, are you?
Quite the opposite, actually. We make it to the clearing, and finally we get the view we've been waiting for.
Wow. This is...
The wild terrain sprawls out at the summit, pitching sharply down the mountainside until it meets the Indian Ocean on either side of this narrow sliver of land. Her eyes light up as she scans the horizon, taking in every beautiful and intricate detail. I've seen the view 1,000 times, but it still gets that same awestruck reaction out of me, even more so this morning, with a beautiful woman standing in front of us. Stunning. Isn't it? She's speechless, nodding as she takes in a deep breath. And now, I put my hand on her waist, turning toward the eastern edge of the sky. It's about to get even better.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.